President Bush has presented awards to this year's class of National Medal of Arts recipients. It's the country's highest honor for the arts. In the Oval Office on Wednesday, the PBS show Austin City Limits became the first television show to receive the honor.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
That's country legend Willie Nelson performing on the first Austin City Limits back in 1975. Since then, hundreds of musicians have appeared. It's a no-frills concert setting where emerging talent and well-known musicians are allowed to do what they do best, play live music. In these intimate performances, Austin City Limits celebrates American music, rock, country, Latin, folk, bluegrass, and pop. Terry Lacona is the show's producer.
I think we're working on our third generation of artists now. It's kind of amazing the number of artists who come in and appear on the show who weren't even born when it started and talk about how they watched a particular show and they were inspired enough by watching an Austin City Limits to want to become a singer or a songwriter or a guitar player.
Those artists perform in a studio on the University of Texas campus against a backdrop of the starry Austin skyline.
If I had a nickel or a dollar in today's money for every time somebody has asked me, you know, is the show really outdoors? And of course not. I don't think I'd have any hair left if we'd been producing a TV show outdoors for 30 years.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Good evening.
I tried for years and years to get Johnny Cash on Austin City Limits, and he finally came. And he stood backstage in the corner moments before going out, and he seemed kind of agitated, kind of nervous. And I asked him if he was all right. I said, "Johnny, I'm sure you've done a million TV shows over the course of your career." And he said, but this is Austin City Limits. This is really about music."
Even with impressive guests like Dolly Parton, Bonnie Raitt, Merle Haggard, and Ray Charles, producer Terry Lacona says the show is still chasing some dream guests.
Well, if Bob Dylan or Bruce Springsteen are out there listening, or their managers, we would love to have them on our stage, and they have been on my wish list for many, many years. I will say our wish list has shrunk because eventually, through persistence, perseverance, or whatever, inevitably they'll come around.
The next episode of Austin City Limits features singer-songwriter John Mayer. It begins airing on PBS this weekend.